Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, I'd like to give a quick shout-out before we begin to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to utilize this opportunity to give a huge shout-out and thank you to the awesome people who supported me over at patreon.com/MTGInQuarantine. So, huge shout-out to Mr. Big Bence, Anomaly, Draco Lucian, Neo Royal, Nick S., Infamous Fridge, Frugal Brutal, and Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGInQuarantine for more information. Today's episode of the podcast is another in the Lightning Build series, where I bring other content creators and awesome members of the community on to talk about, or to try to build, a EDH-style deck utilizing a commander that they have no idea who it is ahead of time until I tell them right now. So, welcome back to the show. Today's guest, Justin, aka Six. Welcome back.
Everyone, I am Justin, also known as Six. Formerly known as Theric6, you can find me on Twitter at MTG6, and in my Twitter, you'll find some good old-fashioned Linktree links, which will show you the rest of the places I'm on the internet.
All right, sounds good. So again, how I like to do this is I have compiled a list of legendary creatures from throughout Magic's history, where I feel like they don't necessarily have one or necessarily two ways to build them, or at least that most people would consider one or two ways to build them, or, you know, as far as EDH rec is concerned. And it's really interesting to see a lot of these because they are just so open-ended. So, right. Justin, your challenge today, again, is in the next 10 to 15 minutes, try to build me a conceptual deck shell utilizing this commander that I have for you. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce your commander for today, Kyrevec the Spiteful, coming out of M21. Kyrevec is a 3/2 human warlock costing 2 black-black and says other creatures get -1/-1. On your previous episode, we were talking a little bit about -1/-1 counters, so Kyrevec is right up your alley. And go.
Kyrevec's very interesting because he doesn't play with other creatures very nicely. Or he can play with creatures very nicely if you just want them to die. So I think what I would want to have in a Kyrevec deck for the most part is I'd want a deck that includes a lot of the general -1/-1 stuff. So there'd be things like you'd have a token. God, what's that token card called? Plague something. Form in a 3/2, other creatures get. See, it's interesting because Kyrevec is black. So if it was also white, there's a lot of power setting cards or power toughness setting cards in white. So I wonder if there are any power toughness setting cards in black. So I'll go over to Scryfall real quick and I'll go ahead and look in text. None, really? Very sad. You play a lot of things like Munich Massacre, Toxic Deluges. If you want things that die, you can obviously add in things like Ophiomancer. Let's see, if stuff's going to die naturally, you can't use Blood Artist because it's too weak. But you could use things like Bastion of Remembrance. There are some white, or not white, there are some black one drops that I can think of like recently that do stuff when they die that you can like. So for example, Stygian Supplier. You have a few rats that do things when they die. So actually, I'm just going to go.
Yeah, there are a few one-drop or two-drop rats, something like Ruin Rat, things like that, which when they die, you know, each opponent or target opponent discards a card. Just even small effects like that, they'll ETB, then they'll LTB when they leave, when they die. Yeah, just a very powerful synergy right there.
So yeah, I would have probably, because you can take this, I mean, you're right, you can take this a couple different ways. So you can take it the way of, I'm going to play kind of control. I'm going to have a lot of creatures, or I'm going to have a lot of probably enchantments is my guess, that deal a lot of just general toughness reducing. So again, things like Meat Hook Massacre, you'll probably have Curse of Death's Hold to give to a very specific player. You'll probably have things like Massacre Worm. You'll want cards that can give your opponents some also negative stuff. So you have like Clackbridge Troll. There's, gosh, I don't remember if the black hunted thing is any good. Hunted, I don't remember if it's Phantasm or not. Hunted Horror. Now it gives three threes. Giving three threes not as good. Although, I mean, it's still like fun if you want to include Hunting Horror or Hunted Horror, excuse me, because it it's a 6/6, and you only give them 4/4 with the stats instead of like it being a 7/7. Give them 6/6 worth of stats. So it's just different. You have things like Knight of Souls Betrayal. Gosh, Ascendant Evinkar is another thing, and you can just have like a bunch of these cards that give this general like malignant effect to your opponent's creatures. And then you can just play things like a Grey Merchant. You can play some just black pump or mana pumping cards, which are just obvious for everyone. Crypt Ghast, Cabal Stronghold, things like that. And then the X spells, things like oh my gosh, what is the Hellfire?
Yeah, Torment of Hellfire.
Dormant of Hellfire, Exsanguinate, things like that, that allow you to just like control the board. You can also have things like, discard spells. There's also like a mono black counter spell that I think is from Future Sight. Let's see. It's something like that.
I know I have a copy in my chaff box somewhere.
How dare you, sir? Oh.
Well, I mean, there also is a card called Dash Hopes, which counters a spell unless an opponent pays 5 life.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about. You can
Okay.
also have cards that just like are that style where it's just like you want them to essentially just have it's a lot of spite cards, right? Curse of Vengeance as well. It's just like just get hurt, right? You want to be playing a bunch of annoying cards. You can have, gosh, not Pyrohemia, but the real version of Pyrohemia, which I cannot recall. Death Grip, if you want to hate on green spells. You can also have, enchant lands that turn things into swamps. There's a couple of those. So you can have this kind of like enchantment-based control deck where your win con is just getting a bunch of black mana, which is not hard to do. And then you just expel people. Or you can also just have a deck that just you want stuff to keep dying. So you'll have things like Reassembling Skeleton. There are a few new ones from recent sets, just a general X or yeah X ones that can come back. So
Gravecrawler.
Grave crawler, yep, Grave crawler,
Gravecrawler
things
comes
like
back.
that.
The one that just came out in Crimson Vow, too, Persistent Specimen, I think it's called.
Yeah, like you can have just a bunch of cards that like to die or can constantly come back from death. And you can have a bunch of spells that care about that, right? So you can also run things like Grave Pact, Dictate of Erebos, things like that, where you're now playing still kind of controlling, but you're playing more of a value game, right? Where you're trying to get value out of all of your creatures dying. You can have things that care about your creatures dying to give you card draw, like Midnight Reaper and Liliana's Standard Bearer. You have Butcher of Malakir as well, in that kind of stuff dies deck. Let's see. I can't think of very many cards that are mono black, because I've not built a small creature deck before, so I don't actually know all that many of the cards that like to die. Abyssal Gatekeeper is one that's hilarious. But yeah, essentially you just keep playing cards that you're fine with your creatures dying, and when your creatures die, you get value out of it. Oh, I totally forgot triggering Morbid as well. Quite good with this card. Now, the thing is, Black also has been getting a lot of nice protection, which is nice because Karavik only kind of works when he's on the field. So you have things, in that version of the deck, right? In the version where you want your creatures to be dying, you really want Karavik to stay around. Like, you want your creatures to die other than Karavik. So you include things like Kaya's Ghost Form. You include like not brought back, but there's a bevy of single black mana, like instant speed enchantments or just enchantments in general. That's when your creature would die, bring it back instead. So you have a bunch of things like that. that you could include.
And there's a lot of instants that do that as well. I mean,
a ton.
Common cards that actually do. I actually have a list of them for a mono black deck I'm maybe working on right now here. Things like Supernatural Stamina, even one black for an instant. Until end of turn, target creature gets +2/+0 and gains when this creature dies, returns to the battlefield tapped under its owner's control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's just an absolute ton of ways to gain advantage from your creatures dying. Now, if I had to choose one, if I had to choose between the control deck that just plays essentially a bunch of very, very rude destruction things and you know, discard spells and stuff like that, or I would, you know, play the creature version, I'd probably play the control version because I'm a bad man. I don't know. I think the main reason I'd do the control version is just because, like, I have a lot more familiarity with that style of build, where I'm just playing a ton of enchantments that are very annoying for your opponents to play, and then just winning by, you know, bubbling, like, Dark Ritual, Bubbling Muck, activate Cabal Coffers for 100 mana, and then just exsanguinate them, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the card you were thinking about earlier was Pestilence. That's the...
Excellent, yeah. Yep, not Pyrohemia.
Yeah, but the black version of Pyrohemia, or you know, the Pyrohemia was the red version of Pestilence, whatever.
Yeah.
All right,
Jess. There's an enchantment... there's an enchantment that's super rude, and I think it's legal in EDH, but it's like whenever an opponent whenever a player taps a land for mana, like destroy it or something.
Yeah, that one I know what you're talking about. That might be in red though.
No, I'm fairly certain. What I'm thinking of is black. Taps a land.
There are a few effects like that. If you really want to go deep into the effect, I mean, at that point you're kind of going to EDH Rec's saltiest cards list.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, you're playing Karavek the Spiteful, right?
True,
not Karavek the I'm your buddy.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm trying to find the card that you're talking about here on the salt list. It may not... let's see, is Contamination's the one that forces everything to be black mana? It's not that one. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I play Contamination as well, but yeah, I don't recall exactly.
See, Desolation. It's an enchantment for one black. Says at the end of each turn, each player who tapped a land for mana during that turn sacrifices a land. If a plains is dealt in this or sacrificed in this way, Desolation deals 2 damage to that plains' controller. Oh, it even has Karavek flavor text on it.
Oh, really? Doesn't that work? Desolation is the card I was thinking of. You know, it's double black pip, so you can also just play with Devotion. You can also get things like. Gosh, there's the big 5-drop enchantment creature from, like, the OG Theros. So you could also play, since you're playing a lot of enchantments anyway, you can play a lot of the Constellation cards. Doomwake Giant, that's the one I'm thinking of. Right, so I'd probably end up playing that one more. And now I want to. How could you make me want to play a deck when I already have a black deck built?
And, I mean, Tainted Aether also kind of falls under that same... you know, if you're really going all in with whenever a creature comes into play, its controller sacrifices a creature or land. Maybe not the best to work with this, but, you know, it's also a nice little sacrifice.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another annoying thing that your opponents are going to have to deal with, where you just aren't going to care nearly as much, right? You're going to be playing, in that version, you're going to be playing fewer creatures. So your creature's not going to be coming into play. Your opponents are like, well, I can play my big creature and then sack one of my other big creatures, because they can't sack small creatures because you killed all their small creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So yeah, definitely stuff like that where you're just like, yeah, die.
Yeah, it really... Karavek really hoses X1s and token decks really badly, especially if you can pump up that effect too.
Yeah. And yeah, again, you just kind of have to play... There's a couple of other... things that are similar to that, again, the about a second ago. But there's an enchantment that makes it so that all creatures get -1/-1. I think it's from Kamigawa Block. There's Curse of Death Told, which is just for your opponents. Virulent Plague is what I was thinking of. Creature tokens get -2/-2. So, you know, there are a few things that do that kind of minus thing. And I'm looking at all of these cards and like,
Well, I'm glad that I was able to give you some inspiration for building this deck.
But I already have a black deck.
Well, now you have two.
Oh no. I mean, I'm actually gonna build it and just play it online only.
Okay.
Not I don't have the capability, the space to have a second black deck.
Okay. Anyway, Justin, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on here today. It was interesting hearing your deck building process, as well as, kind of picking your brain on how you'd build this very interesting commander.
If by interesting you mean spiteful, then yes.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm not trying to judge Karabek,
He's evil and I love it.
so. All right. Again, where can people find your Twitch streams if they're interested in seeing more of your content?
Sure, you can find me on Twitch at 6 Streaming, where I stream Saturday's Magic the Gathering Arena for the most part, where I play with viewers, and then Sundays I play essentially whatever. It's been a lot of Slay the Spire and Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel recently, because Slay the Spire is intellectually stimulating, and Master Duel makes me rage, and sometimes people like to see me rage. Gosh, that Yu-Gi-Oh! Can be very frustrating. But you can also find me streaming on Wednesdays over on my YouTube channel, MTG6. And, a random shout out. If you like pictures of flowers, follow me on Instagram at JustinTivo8.
All right, sounds good. And if you'd like to hear any of the previous Lightning Build series or any of the previous episodes done on this podcast, you can find those on the usual podcast outlets as Google, Apple, Spotify, Player FM, MTGCast, RocketCast, CastBox, Overcast, and Podbean, and a ton more. Again, if it's a major podcast outlet, you can probably find my stuff on there. You can also find me on Twitter at MTGInQuarantine. I'd like to utilize this opportunity again to give another huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people supporting me over at patreon.com/MTGInQuarantine. So a huge shout out to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Draco Lucian, Neil Royal, Nick S, Infamous Fridge, Frugal Brutal, and Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGInQuarantine for more information. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.